The post-match interview.
We're going to go inside the Cats huddle. I'm not sure who he's got down boundary side, but Roger Aldridge is waiting patiently for us down there. Oh, actually, it's a very big unit. I think it might be Tommy Hawkins.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me, Kingy. Tom Hawkins has been good enough to come out and join us. And, Tom, they're a tricky opponent, aren't they? I suppose I know that the players wouldn't take it for granted, but certainly a lot of other people thought it would have been a bit easier for you than not.
Yeah, look, we certainly prepared for a close contest. The Gold Coast Suns have been right in games this year and probably been a little bit unlucky at times. They've won a couple, but they've been a really strong opposition. So they're young, they're really good around the football, and they've got some really dangerous forwards. So we knew it was going to be tough. It's always tough to win on the road, no matter where you're playing. And as a football club, we take great pride in the wins that we can get. So the group was pretty excited singing the song, and it's a great victory for us.
And your own performance tonight, a very, very good one. And when you got one out, it just didn't look like missing.
Yeah, look, it was, I always say that you're a benefactor of what happens up the field. So I benefited.
It's been a long game. Benefited.
I've benefited from the way the ball was coming in. So, look, a couple of times I got my opponent in really good spots and was able to take some marks. And, I didn't get up the ground like I usually do, but that was just the way the game panned out. So, it was a pleasing effort in the end to win well.
Tommy, you're not the only one struggling to get their words out tonight. I've been sitting next to Ben Casimelia all night, and you know what that's like. Yeah. Hey, talk to us. It's Dobby Kingy up here with Benny Cass and Darren Buick. Talk to us about the conditions. Have you played on a night where the ball's been so slippery this year?
Yeah, look, last week's game was quite slippery in the second half, but we knew that tonight was going to be a bit slippery. That was through our insiders at the football club. Obviously, Gaz has played a lot of footy down here. And the hard thing was for a Victorian side is that it doesn't feel like it's back in slippery conditions, but once the ball hits the deck, it there's a lot of dew, and it makes it hard to control the footy. So, those guys that were clean through the midfield and were able to get the ball forward were really important players tonight.
Is Mitch Duncan's contribution to this team understated? I know there are so many stars in this team, but if we were counting Kaji Greaves medal votes right now, I suspect Mitch Duncan would be on the podium somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, certainly internally, we know how important Mitch is. He's a great footballer. He's a great finisher. He's a great teammate, and one we love having on our side. Maybe externally, he isn't seen as as a star, probably potentially. And I think everyone understands how important he is into our side. But we've got Dangerfield and Selwood and Ablett, but Mitch Duncan and Tim Kelly are as important, if not more important. Certainly in games like tonight.
Tom, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us. We've benefited from having you on tonight. Listen, I know you've played a lot of great footy for the Cats over the journey, but do you feel like you're right in the wheelhouse of your career? You seem to be on top of every part of your game, whether it's up the ground, whether it's close to goal, whether it's kicking for goal, whether it's bringing others into the game. You're playing with a week-to-week confidence that suggests that you're in career best form.
I'm not sure. I'm probably in as good a condition as I've ever been in my career, and I was able to play heavy through my middle to late 20s, but touching 30 last year and 31, in July, I think I've had to fine down just a little bit, and I certainly think that that's helping me cover the ground. I'm certainly not by any stretch a good runner, but I think the experience that I've gained in my first 12 years of footy, certainly, I feel like I understand my strengths and try and use them to my advantage. So, yeah, probably am, but it's a lot of other things that are in my favour as well.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been really great to watch. What does a 30-year-old Tom Hawkins weigh compared to a 24, 25-year-old Tom Hawkins?
I probably was able to play at 106, 107, sometimes 108 when I was 25. But at the moment, I'm probably 102 and a half. So it doesn't seem like much, but a kilo in for an AFL footballer, any footballer really, when you're covering sort of 13, sometimes 14 k's a game, just because I play high game time, makes a big difference. So I still feel like I've managed to keep my strength, but just lost a little bit of weight.
And from up here, we watch you each week, and it seems like, and I know it's easier when you're winning games of footy, that goes without saying, but it seems like the team is playing with a real energy and an enjoyment and an enthusiasm. Do you sense that as a player?
Yeah, I do. I think that's it's been generated from our younger players. I'm at a stage in my career where I know the end is not that far away. I hope I can keep playing forever, but at the moment, personally, I'm enjoying playing with Geordie Clark and Marv Atkins and these guys that come through and that really make it enjoyable for me and some of the older guys. It helps that you're winning, but they're certainly providing us with a lot of energy.
Before I throw you to Darren Buick, Tom, yes. Why Marv?
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, pardon the pun, but Tom's got a funny sense of dress sense. He's got these gloves that he wears that are sort of half cut off and sort of fingerless, and he looked like one of the Sticky Bandits, and we thought it was Marv, but it was actually Harry, but Marv suits him better.
He's Darren Buick.
I've let the cat out of the bag.
You have.
Well done tonight, Tom, and well done on the year to date. At three-quarter time, as you said, up to three-quarter time, it was a real battle for you boys to try and break down Gold Coast. Was there anything you changed at three-quarter time? We noticed there was a little bit more runoff half-back, and you were able to get some outside ball and be able to penetrate a little bit deeper inside 50. Was that a something that the coach spoke about?
Yeah, well picked up. We knew that the game was right in the balance, so we probably weren't playing our best footy. So we decided that we would probably attack, set the ground up a bit more attacking and try and attack the game a bit better. I think our guys were outstanding around the footy. They were really clean and were able to get the ball forward and the work rate of our forwards to get out and provide options and our defenders to come up in the game, I think, allowed us to hit the scoreboard. So we probably put the pressure on them probably a bit more by the way that we use the ball and set the ground up. So we weren't playing our best footy, as I mentioned. Scotty sort of put it on us as a group, and I thought we responded pretty well.
They're a promising side, aren't they? They've got some nice young players. They play a real contested brand of footy, which is going to test a few teams out, aren't they?
Yeah, and they've done that this year. Yeah. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, we really respect the Suns as a team. We think they're really dangerous when they get it on their terms, and certainly up here they're a hard side to beat. We've come up and had some great clashes against them over the journey, but they've got some really good leaders and some young kids that are providing that energy that I talked about. So there's a lot gets spoken about the Gold Coast Suns and where they're at, but I personally think that they're in a really, really good position. I know that there's been a lot of talk about the fact that they may have been rebuilding after losing a few key players and leaders, but I think they're in a great position. They've got a great coaching staff, teaching the kids the right way, and they're buying in. So, I thought they were great tonight.
Has Geordie Clark said anything to you after the game? Well, he'd had four bounces, was running down, he handballed the ball to you, went through you. That could have been goal of the day, goal of the year, mate.
Funnily enough, he actually mentioned that on the bench, but I would have found a way if
you looked a little bit buggered.
Yeah, if I managed to get it clean, I would have given it back to him. So he's a better finisher from outside 50 on the run than I am.
Yeah, and is your hand okay? You look
hands
wincy.
Hands all right, yeah. I went for a tackle and just got the...
Yeah, stop
jump
that then.
Stop
Tommy,
last
that.
Tackling,
yeah.
Before
we leave, yeah, you've got a bit of a crowd down there. It was good to see a lot of Cat fans, mate. Obviously, middle of, we're getting close to winter. It's a good getaway for Cat fans, but there was a lot here tonight.
I know, the weather's actually been nice down in Geelong, but from what I believe, the weather's going to be pretty average next week. So there's a lot of people down here. Geelong always travel. I think it's a great game for Victorian people to come to. It's obviously the weather's pretty nice. We've got the beach. A lot of the players are in there this morning. So it is quite a popular game for, I've noticed over the last, 5-6 years for Cats fans to come to. So we've got some good supporters up here. But, I think everyone loves travelling because it's a great opportunity to come to a place that's just a bit warmer in the start of winter.
So what's on for you this week? Plough a few paddocks?
There's a bit of rain coming. I might spend a bit of time inside. I think I, through social media, able to fool a few people, Benny, on what you're actually doing.
That's so fantastic.
I don't often pick the dirt out from underneath my nails. Well, there's not many blisters on these hands.
Whatever you're doing, don't stop doing it, because you're playing great footy. It's been really good to watch this year, not just you, but the whole team, the way you're gelling. And yeah, at the moment, you're on top of the ladder, which is you probably were... You know, you were hoping for that, but you're never quite sure, and it's been a fantastic start for the Cats.
Tommy, before we let you go, very quickly, just what did it mean to be named in the greatest New South Wales team of all time?
Yeah, really honoured, Kenny. I always thought I'd play AFL football when I was 6 years old, but then, you know, they're pipeline dreams, you know, not until you actually start playing that you realise how lucky you are. And I've been lucky enough to play for 12 years, and this is 13. And I get to play for a club I love, and I've got to have success with a lot of people. And, you know, I certainly wouldn't have been here where I am today without the work that my coaches and teammates do. So, yes, you know, I'm able to go out and perform each week, but there's a lot of people that have helped me get hit there. So it was really nice. Like, as a current player, you can get caught up and not sort of recognising things that happen along the way, but that, I thought that was pretty cool, you know. Like, there's been some great players come out of New South Wales, and almost a little bit embarrassed because, you know, I love Billy Brownless and saw how much of a champion he was. So, you know, it was humbling. It was very nice, very nice.
And last one.
Kingy lived in Albury for a few years, so he was a bit dirty that he didn't get in. So.
What position, King?
I've played across half forward.
Oh, very good, mate.
And just very quickly, you're disappointed that Heath Grundy's retired?
I love playing against Heath. We're quite similar in the way of our physiques, and I've loved playing on him. He's a tough player to kick goals on and do well on. I've never really been able to get a hold of him. So, you know, from a sense of a personal point of view, I'm glad he's retired, but he's been a champion player. I saw a stat that he'd played the most as a current day player, the most games in the last 10 years or something, which is extraordinary. I wouldn't have thought Heath Grundy would do that, but that's... And players that can play each week and every week and for years on end are so valuable. So he's been a champion.
Tom, you've been more than generous with your time. We really appreciate you coming up the race. You've got a lot of fans there that probably want to talk to you as well. We'll let you go. Safe travels home, and look forward to seeing you back home next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, good on you guys. Always a pleasure. Mate.
Sol Hawkins joining us on Carrock Footy. Really appreciate the Cats allowing him to come up the race.
The post-match interview.